Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Dealing with People by Les T. Giblin is a practical guide to improving everyday relationships through clearer communication, better emotional control, and a more realistic understanding of human nature. Often recommended alongside classic personal development titles, the book focuses less on clever tactics and more on the core behaviors that make people feel respected, safe, and motivated. Giblin writes from a training and coaching perspective, aiming to help readers handle common social and professional situations, from working with difficult personalities to earning cooperation without conflict. Instead of framing people's skills as a personality trait you either have or lack, the book presents them as learnable habits, what to notice in others, how to speak so you are heard, and how to respond when tensions rise. The result is a structured, usable approach to becoming more influential while staying courteous and authentic, whether you are leading a team, selling an idea, or simply trying to get along better with family and friends. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what drives people in daily interactions. A central theme of the book is that you improve your results with people when you understand the basic motives behind their behavior. Giblin emphasizes that individuals are typically guided by needs like recognition, security, belonging, and control over their circumstances. When these needs feel threatened, people become defensive, resistant, or uncooperative. When these needs feel respected, people become more open, flexible, and willing to collaborate. The book encourages readers to watch for what matters to the other person in a given moment: status, fairness, autonomy, competence, or reassurance. This shift from judging to interpreting helps you respond with fewer emotional reactions and more strategic calm. Instead of asking why someone is being difficult, you begin asking what they are trying to protect or obtain. That perspective makes conversations less adversarial and increases the odds of finding a solution both sides can accept. In practice, the topic translates into better listening, more thoughtful questions, and fewer assumptions. It also supports self-awareness, because you learn to identify your own triggers and needs, then manage them rather than letting them control the interaction. Secondly, communicating with clarity, warmth, and purpose. Giblin highlights communication as the engine of influence, but he treats it as more than persuasive wording. Effective communication in this framework includes tone, timing, and the ability to make the other person feel understood. The book stresses habits that reduce friction, speaking plainly, avoiding unnecessary criticism, and expressing requests in a way that respects the listener's dignity. A key idea is that people respond better when they sense that you are fair and attentive, even when you must deliver unpleasant information. This means confirming what you heard, using specific examples rather than vague judgments, and focusing on solutions instead of blame. The topic also addresses how to give feedback without provoking defensiveness, how to ask for cooperation without sounding controlling, and how to guide a conversation back to the point when it drifts into emotion or side issues. Readers can apply these principles to workplace meetings, customer interactions, and family discussions. By prioritizing clarity and respect, you reduce misunderstandings and create a reputation for being someone who is easy to work with, which increases long-term influence more reliably than aggressive persuasion. Thirdly, building rapport and trust that last beyond one conversation. Another important topic is the deliberate creation of rapport, not as superficial charm, but as a consistent pattern of treating people well. The book suggests that trust grows when your behavior signals reliability, consideration, and emotional steadiness. Small choices matter: remembering names, acknowledging effort, giving credit, and following through on commitments. Giblin's approach points toward a practical ethic of kindness paired with competence, where you aim to make interactions smoother for others while still protecting your own boundaries. The topic also covers the idea that people often decide how they feel about you before they fully evaluate your message. When you invest in rapport, your ideas are received with less suspicion and your corrections are taken with less offense. Trust also reduces the need for constant explanation or pressure because people assume good intent. This is particularly relevant for managers, sales professionals, and anyone who must coordinate with others under stress. Over time, the reader learns to treat rapport like a skill set. Preparation before important meetings, thoughtful openings that reduce tension, and ongoing relationship maintenance that prevents future conflicts from escalating. Fourthly, handling conflict and difficult personalities without losing control. The book addresses the reality that not every interaction will be friendly, and it offers a mindset for dealing with conflict that protects both results and relationships. Giblin emphasizes self-control as the foundation. When you remain calm, you keep options open and avoid saying things that create lasting damage. The topic includes practical guidance for de-escalating tense exchanges, such as separating the person from the problem, acknowledging emotions without surrendering your position, and choosing language that reduces threat. It also highlights that many conflicts are fueled by misunderstandings, wounded pride, or perceived disrespect. By restoring a sense of fairness and dignity, you can often move a combative conversation toward cooperation. For truly difficult personalities, the value lies in setting firm boundaries while staying civil, keeping the conversation focused on observable facts and next steps. Readers are encouraged to avoid power struggles that only reward stubbornness and instead use patience, structure, and clear consequences. This approach is applicable in workplaces, customer service, negotiations, and family dynamics, where the goal is not to win an argument but to reach an outcome you can live with while minimizing resentment. Lastly, influence, cooperation, and leadership through everyday behavior. Giblin presents influence as something earned through daily conduct rather than occasional dramatic persuasion. The book's ideas support a leadership style grounded in respect, consistency, and understanding of incentives. To gain cooperation, you make it easier for others to say yes by clarifying benefits, reducing risks, and showing how an action aligns with what they care about. The topic reinforces that people are more likely to support plans they help shape, so asking for input and giving ownership is not just polite, it is effective. Leadership, in this view, includes knowing when to be decisive and when to be collaborative, and communicating decisions in a way that preserves morale. It also includes modeling the behavior you want to see: fairness, accountability, and emotional steadiness. Readers can apply these principles when leading a team, coordinating volunteers, managing clients, or navigating office politics. The practical payoff is a stronger ability to move projects forward without constant conflict, because people feel respected and involved. Over time, this form of influence becomes a professional advantage and a personal relief, reducing stress and improving the quality of relationships. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want practical people skills without relying on manipulative tricks. Professionals who lead teams, sell ideas, manage customers, teach, or negotiate, as well as anyone who feels drained by conflict at home or work. It benefits the reader's life by turning vague advice like be confident or be friendly into concrete habits, listen for what drives the other person, communicate with clarity and respect, and manage your own emotional reactions before they manage you. These skills improve daily outcomes, from smoother meetings and fewer arguments to better cooperation and stronger trust. The book is also useful because it treats relationships as something you can design through small, repeatable behaviors rather than waiting for chemistry or luck. Compared to similar interpersonal classics, its value is the straightforward, training-oriented focus on usable principles that fit ordinary situations, not just big negotiations. It aims to be a toolkit you can apply immediately, with an emphasis on dignity and long-term rapport rather than short-term wins. For readers who want better relationships and more influence with less stress, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Les T. Giblin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.